Hey folks, Star here to let you know that my webcomic Cast Off is getting a second plushie, and Ariana plushies are now available on Makeship. You can get the comic's signature grumpy girly for your plush collection from now until the morning of August 26th at makeship.com/plushies/Ariana-plushie. That link is down in the description, and these won't be available after the campaign ends, so grab yours before they disappear for good.
Just do it!
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday said tomorrow.
So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
And welcome to Screen Tones, where we talk anything and everything webcomics. I'm Crispy. I use pronouns. I use the pronouns.
What order are we in? We didn't establish that.
Oh, shit.
Professional okay. Now for oh, chaos. No. Leave all this in, editors.
I think it will be Delphi and then Star. That's how you appear underneath me.
Okay.
Underneath me.
Beneath you.
I'm redoing it. Oh my god, that was hot.
No, leave it in.
Hello, and welcome to Screen Tones, where we talk anything and everything webcomics. I'm Crispy, I use she, they pronouns, and I make the webcomics Ghost Junk Sickness and Lunar Blight.
And I'm Delphina, I use she, her pronouns, and I make the webcomic Sobulus.
And I'm Star, I use she, her pronouns, and I make the comic Cast Off.
Okie smokey. So a little jam session today with a question that we've all gotten a few times in our little Ask Boss and Tumblr or in the community of Screen Tones. How to stay motivated making comics? That is an extremely interesting question, a hard question, a cool question to kind of ask and, answer. It's going to be interesting.
I think it's a loaded question because it all depends on who's asking. Like, I think the thing for me is, have you drawn any completed comic pages yet? Because a lot of people are asking this and they haven't done any kind of anything besides, you know, they're getting ready. They're trying to make everything perfect before they stop, start things. And like, in that case, like, no, you don't have to be drawing like 24/7. If you don't feel like you're as motivated as a professional, that's okay. But the thing that matters is that you are making pages. Like, if you're just talking about making pages and you've never had the motivation to like start making the pages, you need to stop talking about your comic and just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I had a similar question posed to me recently. It was about YouTube, but I think the exact same thing applies to webcomics. And I mean, any creative endeavor really is, I know at the very least what happened for me is that I spent several years like developing Cast Off. I spent several years thinking about this story. And I mean, I did the exact same thing with my YouTube, is I spent several years thinking, I think I'd like to make a YouTube channel. That seems like it would be fun. And at some point, there is a nexus point where you get so sick of talking about it.
Yes.
And you're realizing, like, I look like a freaking poser because I'm just talking about the thing and I'm not doing it. Mm-hmm. And so I know for me, that point came a couple years into both of those endeavors where I'm just like, I just got to sit down and do the thing. And when that point comes for everyone, I think will be a little bit different. Sometimes you kind of have to coerce yourself a little bit more. Sometimes it comes a little bit more naturally. I wonder how much of it is based in fear of doing a bad job. I know it's something that a lot of people have also asked me about. What do you guys have thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting about the fear thing too. So like, I find that like, when you're doing a story and it's in your head, it's locked in your head, it's in prison island, your blorbos are in jail, your head jail, and you wish to release them upon the masses.
Unleash them.
To enjoy the thing, the scene in your head, the thing that makes you hashtag emotional about them. Like, that's the thing that you want. That's the connection. And I think that there's a lot of fear of people who want that connection, the emotion that they evoke from their jail blorbos in their head to, like, you know, readers or whatever, people listening or whatever, engaging with the works. And they want that same emotional attachment. And, like, that's a huge kind of hurdle. That's a huge, like, topic about, like, you know, that kind of payoff and that attachment and the emotions that all kind of involve. But I think that, like, that's a huge part when people start talking about, well, I want to make a story. And, like, the, you know how, like, when people are like, oh, yeah, I have a story in my head and it's, like, really, really cool. And then they tell you, like, the tragic backstory first or, like, some really intense, yeah, like, the most intense part. And you're like, that's cool. But, like, I have no attachment to that. And they want to get to that part, but they're afraid of the buildup towards it because it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work to make audiences care enough to, you know, cry at a blorbo that they don't really know or anything like that. So maybe that's where I'm thinking the fear angle kind of comes from. And of course, you know, you were talking about perfection. They're hoping that their art is the most amazing and stuff. But unfortunately, truth bomb here. Your art's going to change. You're going to change the person. It is a minimum of like 5 to 10 years to get like a lot of that first kind of arc even out in a lot of webcomics too. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time.
I just realized that I am in a call with, I think both of y'all have been doing comics longer than me. Webcomics at the very least, because like I'm over here sitting like I just had Cast Off's 10th anniversary. I'm like, wow, yeah, that's like everyone's like, oh my God, 10 years, that's crazy. And I'm like sitting here on an episode with like, how long have y'all been, how long have y'all?
Yeah.
How did I become the baby in this room? What the heck?
It's okay. But it's true. The only way to learn to make better comics is to start making comics and not stop. So like, no, you don't have to, you can still make something great even if you don't make like a whole bunch of pages. However, you're gonna get better the more that you do.
Yeah.
So it just, it serves you so much better to just start the thing, start making pages. You're always gonna look back on your first pages and find ways to grow and improve or whatever. But like, at the end of the day, perfect is the enemy of done. Like, you need to get it done. You need to get it in front of people. You need to get it in front of your peers to see if, like, the reaction that you're having in your head is the same as what they're having. And, like, maybe there's some mismatches because there's a lot of stuff that lives in your head that you're never going to, like, figure out until it becomes something that other people can experience. So, yeah, it's just... That's part of it. I remember when I was first starting out too, I had my ideas. I was going to start my comic. And I would read a lot of comics that I didn't like. And I would say, that comic is better than my comic because that comic exists and my comic does not.
Oh my God.
And it was mean. It was tough love, but it worked for me because I'm just like, no, I don't have a better idea. I don't have a better comic than this person, even though this comic is like just totally driving me up the wall because it's inconsistent in a lot of ways that I don't like. This is still better because it exists. And that's what like eventually kind of spited me into starting like, okay, I got to get these pages out. I got to show that what I have in my head is really, really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like putting the I was gonna say putting the proof in the pudding. There it is.
Proof is in the pudding. It's true.
Yeah, there it is. Put your money where your mouth is. There it is.
You turned into a creature there for a moment.
Well, you know, web comics.
God. I'm not
But I do think there's also like a part of like you've done a couple pages. Okay, you have started actually, but then you get through the honeymoon phase, right?
Yes.
You get through the first part of the comic, and then that's when the motivation goes away.
And you know, I'm gonna drop a hot take here on Screen Tones podcast.
I'm ready to catch it. I've got my little catcher's mitt and everything. I'm ready.
So we love webcomics like a lot. We love comics. That's why we can't stop talking about them. There's nothing that frustrates me more than people who say, well, my project was supposed to be this, but my fallback is I'm going to make it a comic. And I'm just like,
I don't want to catch the take. I'm taking the glove off. I'm putting it on the ground. I'm walking away.
The take just went straight into the ground.
Yeah. Straight into the freaking dirt. I don't want to catch it.
And it's just, I see this conversation pop up when we talk about motivation, when people are like, well, how do I stay motivated? And I'm just like, do you want to do a comic though? So when I see people being like, well, it was originally, I really wanted to make an indie game, but that's a lot of work, so I'm going to do a comic. And I'm like, a comic's not a lot of work.
A comic is so much work. Honestly, there's points where like a game, like a visual novel would be so much easier because you only have to draw the character so many times.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's just
stupid. Pardon my French, you dumb son of a bitch. You think that drawing 1,000 pages of a comic is easier than making a freaking game where you draw the sprites once and then you never have to draw them again? You fool.
Well, we have released the beasts. Oh, my goodness.
I'm the creature now. I'm angry. I'm frothing at the mouth. They have rabies. I'm going to bite you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, this is why that hot take, it frustrates me. Well, no, it is a good hot take. Like, this whole thing frustrates me when we talk about motivation, when we talk about people who want to do webcomics and stuff like that. I'm just like, comics are not inferior to your, you know, your idea. You're not going to get an easier pass on this. It takes a lot of work. And like, this is the thing that when we get these questions in the community and stuff like that, it's just, how do I keep doing my comic? And, you know, I don't mean to sound like a hard ass here, but I'm just going to have to, is that like, do you want to do the comic? Like, how much do you want to do a comic? Like, what are the goals of you doing these things? And, you know, I've said this before in Screen Tones episodes, but I'm going to say it now. So Ghost Junk Sickness is a 10-year project. We finished last year. It was 10 years last year, and the whole comic is finished. So it's not finished on the website yet, as we're recording this, but the whole thing is done. It's all printed 7 volumes, and my goal for that comic has always been, I want to print these books and put it on my bookshelf. And that has driven us to complete the comic, and that feels great, and it feels complete, and I feel satisfied. And I think, like, you really need that goal to, like, sit in the back of your head. What is the point of this project? What am I working towards? And, you know, another thing that I'm going to say is going to be a little bit of a hot take, is that I don't think it's good to connect it to something very nebulous, like, well, I just want a lot of readers. And it's like, well, you can't control that, though. Like, you know, I can control finishing a project and putting it on my shelf. I can control that. That's something I can work for it with towards. It's much more tangible, and it keeps me motivated. When we finished, I can't remember, I think it was the first 32 pages. So originally Ghost Junk Sickness was part of a thesis project we had to do at the end of college, whatever, big, big lore dump. But when we first printed the 32 pages and then concept art in the back in a little like blurb book, like, holy heck, that still felt so good. I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm working towards. And maybe like you can slowly breadcrumb, feed yourself some of that goal, a little bit of catnip, I don't know, the stuff that you're going for in like small increments. But like, you know, wanting more readers and stuff like that, that's kind of nebulous, out of your control. Like that's hard. And your motivation therefore will take a hit. If you're comparing like numbers on like something like Webtoons Tapas, where you're like, oh, well, now my subscribers went down and that means my goal is poo. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, that's tricky to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, similar to you, like, I do want Cast Off like printed and on my shelf, but that was all like, I always intended on it being a web comic. And I'm like, I just want to put this in other people's eyeballs. And I remember this is still a thing for me, but it's kind of become something I've relied on less as the comics readership has grown. But I remember in the very early days of Cast Off, like the first 2 or 3 years that I was working on it, when I didn't really have that many readers, it was extremely niche. I cared about the opinions of like a small, very selective group of friends that were vocal about enjoying the comic, and like two of my online readers. And as long as they liked it, I was good. And I'm like, I just want to put is like, I care about the opinions and like reactions of these specific people who I love dearly. Anybody else, I don't give a shit. And so like it reminded me so much, and it's like I still do this. Like, this is still a thing, but it was far more of a motivation source when I was younger, is that I want to draw stuff and then I want to be able to show it to other people. And the joy of being able to show it to other people is like such a motivator for me. Cause I remember when I was like a little baby, I was in like middle and high school, I would bring my sketchbooks around and I would draw little comics. Like a friend of mine would say something stupid earlier that day and I would find it very funny. So I would make a little comic strip about it. And then I would spend the next, like the rest of the day, like showing it to all my friends and be like, hey, look at this thing that our friend said. I made it into a comic. And they would all laugh. And the joy and motivation I got from that was unlike any other. And I'm like, I think I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, actually. And so now I do webcomics. But it's literally that. It's like, oh, so much of the motivation comes from making a cool thing, but also getting to share the cool thing and seeing people's reactions. And so, like I said, I had a small handful of like close friends who enjoyed the comic and were excited to see new pages. And like, two or three people who were like very vocal about liking it online. I'm like, as long as these people are still enjoying it, I'm good. Is like, screw all these other people. Thank you for reading my comic. But I'm like, some reason lost all my readers and like I was getting no comments on the comic anymore, I was getting no feedback, I know I could still fall back onto, well, as long as this like small handful of people are reading it, I'm still going to keep making it because I like making a thing and I like sharing it with these people. And that has been like a huge driving force for basically everything I do these days, but Cast Off also 100%.
And you said that you love those people too. Like, you have a good connection with them and that they mean something to you. So like, that's that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Yeah. It's like what my best friend, former college roommate, she's always been extremely supportive and very vocal about everything I do. And she's like, well, you know, I'm Cast Off's biggest fan, right?
Aww.
And so I'm like, yes, yes, you are. Here's pages. I have a secret channel on the Cast Off Discord that's called Spoiler Squad, which is like my moderators and a handful of my IRL friends. And basically, as soon as I finish pages, I drop the pictures in the Spoiler Squad channel, and just like seeing the little heart reactions pop up, and I'm like, yay, my friends like my thing.
But
those little heart emoticons mean so much to me.
But I mean, there is a distinction too. Like, it's not just like random people on Tumblr or whatever. It's not really a numbers game necessarily. It's people who are invested in you and want to see you succeed. I think that makes all the difference. And I do want to talk about like the role of organization in motivation, because I feel like if I'm not organized and I don't know what I'm doing, my motivation goes away like that.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Like, I can't figure out what I'm doing, and that's not a fun feeling. So, you know what? Playing video games sounds more fun to me than drawing a comic right now, because I don't know how to do the next part of the scene or the next thing. And so I feel like getting your pattern is like getting a rhythm for yourself, so that like, I know that I sit down and I draw at this time. I know that I can get a page done in a week. It doesn't have to be great or it doesn't have to be good, but I know I have the pattern there that will get me to from like no page to finished page.
Yeah.
And that is something that you can rely on when you get to a less fun part, when you get to something that's confusing or you need to be experimenting with because you don't quite know how to do it. That's going to carry you through a lot of the slower parts, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've seen like a lot of people just sit there in frustration And then they just give up being like, well, it's too hard to do this part. And like we've said a bunch of times, even in this episode, like comics are a lot of work. So figuring out your process is such a huge part of like actually continuing to go and enjoy making the comic, because I truly believe you have to actually enjoy the process if you're going to do something. And webcomics are mostly free. A majority of people make them in their spare time. And, you know, share it with the world and stuff like that. And that doesn't come out of thin air. That comes with a lot of work and study and whatnot to, you know, bring it all to life. So kind of segmenting it, or, you know, playing around with different kind of aspects of it. Like, you know, when we started Ghost Gen Sickness, before, I used to be really into inking, which is kind of funny. We used to do this thing where Space and I would see how we would tackle the pages. So because we're both doing the exact same amount of work, where it's not a artist, writer, doer. Well, like we both do the writing, we both do the drawing and stuff. It used to be I would draw, I think it was like 15 pages, and then she would ink those 15 pages, and then she would draw the 15 pages and then I would ink them. And then we were just trying to figure it out. Anyway, long story short, I freaking hated drawing the pages because I was so slow, and she hated the inking because she was also so slow in the inking. So figuring out like what parts that we like really helped. And the other thing that I will say for folks, because, you know, we have the advantage of, you know, being a team, but folks doing things by themselves, please do not feel like you have to do a part of the comic that you absolutely hate. Like, I see people who say how much they hate inking. I'm like, you don't have to ink it. Mm-hmm. Nobody says you have to ink it. You can paint it. You can leave the sketch lines. Just, you can make it work to how you like to do your art and stuff like that. Like, you do not have to ink your freaking comic. If that is like a killer for you and it makes you just absolutely hate the process, take it out. Take it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. There's a lot of ways. Like, if you're creative in your like problem solving skills, like, you can do a lot of stuff that like there's no one way to do it. And I feel like that got me caught up a lot too. Just like, am I using the right pen? Am mm-hmm. I using the right process? Like, real comic professionals use tracing paper. This is back before like digital stuff. So like, I have to have all the correct tools. And sometimes like that's really not necessary. It might bite you in the butt if you're like, oh, well, I want to go to print now. And it's like, well, this doesn't work for print because X, Y, Z. But I feel like the more important hurdle to jump is being able to make the comic. Because if you mm-hmm. don't ever make the comic because you don't know how, then like there's nothing to fix. There's nothing to correct later. You can always go back and you can always correct things if you need to. We have a very flexible medium in that if you want to change a page or if you think of something better later, you can just upload a new file and it's there forever and you didn't have to reprint anything and you didn't have to do anything. So take advantage of that. Make sure that you're making pages. Don't get caught up on being perfect or doing things the one way that works, and know that you can always go back.
Yeah, I like that also, like don't get hang up. Go, what the heck? Gosh. Hello. Hi.
Are you telling me to hang up the call?
All right, we're done.
No, talk about comics anymore.
I was gonna say, don't get hung up on friggin' perfection. Because, like, I see people thinking that every page needs to be a masterpiece. And I'm like, oh, for the love of Bess, it does not.
Nope.
It does not. People go through comics so fast. Like, paneling, composition, pacing, it's going to make a good ride, a good, nice, easy, fun read. So think about those things. But, like, having every panel, every page look like a masterpiece, like, you know, you don't gotta. Unless that's, like, the thing, the shtick, is that it's like, this is just comic, the overly detailed, and I'm just known for the overly detailed. Sure, chase your bliss, but you don't got to do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I've heard this around, and it is something I repeat to people, is like, when you're making a comic page, put a good, solid 50% of your effort into every page.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go higher than that. I know it's tempting to make like every single page perfect. You don't have to. You really don't have to. Do you know the number of people I get who tell me that they binge read 10 years of my life in 3 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not, because I'm gonna cry.
I get those comments so often, and I'm like, thank you for reading. Read it again, but slower, maybe. Look at the pictures I drew. Aren't they so pretty? You wouldn't know because you read it so fast. But see, that's the thing. You have to assume that everyone who's reading your comic, not everyone, but a good like 80% of people who are reading your comic, they are not going to look at a panel of your comic for longer than 6 seconds.
Yep.
No.
Really have to just tone it down. Mm-hmm. And it's going to suck, and you're going to want to fight that instinct so much at first. I feel like a wonderful skill that I think, honestly, every artist should learn, but especially webcomic artists, is the value of knowing when something is good enough.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Just being like, it's acceptable. Hit post.
And yeah. I think that like that also helps kill motivation when you're stuck doing something like that. Mm-hmm. And you can see that they're frustrated trying to figure out the pose of an arm. And I'm just like, you know that most people just don't think about that. As long as it's clear, it doesn't have to be like one-to-one, oh my goodness, that has to work on all angles and stuff like that. And like, it's cool. We have a lot of software that helps us with like importing 3D models and whatnot, but like also that's a lot of time on just a person opening a door, like, you know, holy heck.
Is your comic about people opening the door? Is that like a pivotal part? Like, I don't think so.
Because if it's not important, then just crop that freaking doorknob out. You don't have to show the exact angle of the hand.
Yeah. You could take shortcuts. You could do that. As long as it's legible and you're getting what you want to do across, like, you know, it's a visual medium. But it doesn't have to be this masterpiece and being like, well, when I share this on social media, I want to get, like, you know, a lot of likes. And I'm like, is it about that?
Yeah. I thought I just had... is I wonder if people who are not used to making comics and are maybe more used to like doing illustrations, they're seeing illustrations and the point is to be beautiful, to be visually stimulating, to be pretty. Comics can be about that, but I think what's more important in comics is communication.
Yes.
Like, what are you trying to get across with each panel? And as long as your panels are communicating the information that they need to be communicating, that is far more important than like making sure that every single hair on your character's head is beautifully rendered.
Yeah, like, hot take, I can get burned at the stake for this one. I don't mind.
I'm ready.
You said that last time, Star.
I've got that spicy hot take from last time, and
it's on the floor.
Yeah, I'm gonna use it as the ignition. I'm gonna throw it at your pile of sticks that you've assembled and tied yourself to. I've got the fire. You've laid down the fire starter, and I'm ready.
Okay. Well, just because you could draw doesn't mean that you're a comic artist.
Boom.
Mic
drop.
That's just kind of it. Like, there is so many layers that go into it. And I hope that when people listen to this episode, they're like, well, I'm completely unmotivated to start comics. Like, that's not what we're saying at all. But there's a big piece of caution I want to folks to, I guess, understand when going into this, and that I see it's such a killer when people are like, well, how do I stay motivated? I didn't realize it was so much work. And it's just like, because it is. And you can't work around that, unfortunately. If you want something that's cohesive, engaging, and a comic that you love, because I hope that you're studying comics, you better be reading comics, I swear to gosh. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a lot of work to it. And just because you can draw doesn't mean that you're automatically a comic artist. You got to start thinking about you know, a composition of an entire page of panels. And, you know, you also have to write. You also have to do, you know, different types of layouts. And you know what I mean? Like, there's so much involved in how this goes together. So I think overwhelming is probably something that, you know, really kills people's motivation, because it is, it's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. But with like Delphi saying that, you know, getting a grip on, or getting a handle, not getting a grip, get a grip, getting a handle.
Get with it, nerds.
Wow.
Getting this a handle on your
hiring
process.
Hiring everybody today. We're all catching strays.
Yeah. Something's in the water. I don't know.
Is it your hot takes?
I think so.
That's where we put them, to put the fire out.
It's so hot in here. I need my fan. But I think like understanding your process and getting a handle of like, okay, what makes this enjoyable? How do I do this? And having a plan, being organized, like Delphi was saying, like that's such a big part. So one thing that I've seen in the community that I absolutely love, I think this is great to help with folks' motivations, is that they make like this like spreadsheet. And then they do parts of the comic in these like little segments. And they're like, okay, this is my script. I've written my script and then I thumbnail it and then I draw it and then ink it or whatever. I put all the steps in there and then they get to check things off. And mm-hmm. my God, a list that you can check off is the most exciting
nerd alert. No, I'm kidding. Oh, I do the exact same thing.
And yeah, that helps with motivation, I think. Like when we were trying to finish the rest of Ghost Junk Sickness, when we hit the last 100 pages, I put, 1 to 99 on a whiteboard. And every time we would finish it, I was like, marking that off. It felt so good.
Yeah. There is a certain amount of serotonin in crossing things off of a checklist. Changing that little spreadsheet icon from red to green is just mm-hmm. like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like there's an aspect, too, where, like, you have done a lot of comics. You know how it works. Maybe you've got the routine down. But, like, life happens at yes. people. And that can also sap your motivation. And sometimes you just have a lot on your plate. And you're still trying to power through, still trying to get the project done. But like, you need to take a break sometimes. You need to take some rests and deal with other things. And getting back into the flow, getting back on the horse is a challenge motivation-wise. I've felt it. And so having those little rewards for yourself, like the checklist or stickers or little treats or whatever you want to do, so that you can look back and say, I am making progress. Mm-hmm. I can visibly see I'm making progress. Or even, you know, just the little spoiler section of your Discord where you drop things and you can see the backlog of like, yeah, I actually did finish like 10 pages 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago. And I don't remember that now because a million things exploded in my life in the last 2 weeks. But remember that time? That can happen again. That's going to happen again. And so keeping things visible for yourself, printing out your pages or whatever can help you appreciate the progress you've already made so that you can continue to have the motivation to get to the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's it, though, is that recognizing the work that you've done really helps with like all of the energy and time that you've put into something like this, because we're not going to stop saying that webcomics are not a lot of work, because they are. It's they're so much work. So you should give yourself kudos for finishing pages and stuff like that and sharing it with your, you know, your besties and just getting really excited about the stuff that you've done.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, I think this is a good segue to the elephant in the room. Oh my that- God. We started talking about before we hit record, and then we were like, we should save it for the podcast, actually.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I think we're all in agreement that if you're going to be spending years and years on this webcomic, you do got to be like at least a little bit obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do got to be at least a little bit obsessed with your little guys.
Yes. Yep. You absolutely do. Oh, my God.
See, I feel like this is something that you see when you can suss out, I'm going to be kind and call them corporate comic bros.
Oh, my God.
Where I feel like, Delphine, I'm shaking your hand. I feel like we've, you know, had a couple of examples of these guys in the Spider-Forest applications.
Oh, my God.
And the way that you can tell immediately that people are just making comics because they want money and fame and the status of making comics. And the vibes are so bad. Every single time. And it's so easy to tell.
Oh, man. Yeah. I guess the motivation is Mr. Krabs' voice. Money.
Yeah. Money. Hello. I like money.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I do. Like, you can go to conventions for that. If you just want to make a comic and sell a book and make money, like, why are you doing a web comic though? Like, I feel like there's an aspect of community and an aspect of sharing that people just sometimes don't want to do, and that confuses the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. But
oh, I know them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yar, I be knowing them.
I get war flashbacks sometimes to like comics that you've stumbled upon for one reason or another, and it's just like, oh, you don't actually care. Mm-hmm. You just want the money that you think is going to come from this. This is like, I'm kind of tempted to look into like a handful of the people that I'm talking about, because what do you want to bet they're AI bros now? What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? Ooh. If I go look at their pages now, they've shifted over to using AI because they're democratizing art. And they're weird. Like, this was the only thing stopping us from making it big in the comics industry. And now it's not holding us back because we could have an AI do it all for us. Blech.
Oh, I'm not taking that to Vegas. Nope.
We can put that in the pit with Crispy's hot takes.
Oh my God. We're burying that.
Just drop it like it's hot and walk away. Be like, oh, I don't like these people. You stinky.
I mean, but is that motivating for them? Are they getting
I don't think it is, and that's why they all suck.
You know, I think like it'll come back to like, what's the work that you did? I think that we're gonna go into a whole new episode. This is gonna have to be another jam episode. And we should jam about it after. But I'll put a bow on this. Is that, you know what? I think about our previous topic or not topics pieces on motivation is that, you know, you look back and you're like, okay, I did that work, but did you really do that work when you use AI? No, you didn't. You know, you didn't. You stole it. There's no work there. You stole
it. Yeah, no. So definitely a topic for another episode, but I kind of went on a little tangent, but I guess the point I was trying to make is like, you underestimate the power
mm-hmm.
that having a silly little blorbo can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like
blorbo into your life.
It's, yeah.
It's going to heal you on an emotional level.
Yes. It will. Take a little guy and put him in a situation, yes. And then make a comic about it so you can show other people the situations mm-hmm. that you put your little guy in. And then they'll send you emails like, why did you put this guy in such a situation? I am sad now. And then you can be like, good, filter your tears into this mug of reader's tears that I have so I can drink oh it and use it to sustain myself. Please and thank you.
Exactly. And make a nice cup of tea with it.
Yeah, very salty. Salty. Refuel those electrolytes.
You know, as far as motivation, as far as sticking with your webcomic, you know, I think it's just, it is important to get those goals. It is important to reflect on the work that you've done and, you know, really drive yourself with like, you know, what is the purpose of this? What do I want in the end? And, you know, work towards that. And it doesn't have to be fast. It doesn't have to be instant and stuff like that. It is a process. But, you know, I think that it's just, it is important to figure out what you want and enjoy the process while you do it. Get organized, like Delphi said. Get those little besties and show your pages to them. And, you know, there's just different avenues to keep yourself in the game. But don't tie it down to things that you can't control, too. I know that it's easy to get demotivated when you play the numbers game. We have an episode on that in Screen Tones about that, if you want to take a listen. But yeah, you just don't put yourself, like, don't put so much pressure on you to be a perfect, you know, comic artist in this world of a billion comics. There's so many comics out there. You got to do it for you too, at the end of the day, I think. But with that, I think that this has been a scorching chicken salad Caesar wrap. I've been your host, Crispy, in this jam session with my buds. And you could read my webcomics at ghostjunksickness.com and lunarblight.com.
And I have been Delphina, and you can read my webcomic Sombulus at sombulus.com.
And I've been Star the whole time, and you can read my comics at castoff-comic.com.
Wahoo! Go get some comics. Go make them.
Go turn your fan back on, Crispy.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening to Screen Tones, a webcomic podcast. You can find all our episodes at screentonescast.com. We've got a couple links over there to our Ko-fi and merch shop, where your support will help us create more episodes and keep us talking about anything and everything webcomics. You can also find us on YouTube, Blue Sky, Tumblr, and our Discord server. Thank you so much for listening, sharing, rating, and supporting, and we'll see you next time.